Thank you. We have wonderful endings and beginnings and endings all coming together at the beginning of Vespers tonight. My name is Nancy Winder. I'm the pastor in the village. You should all have a copy tonight of Mountain Vespers, which is one of the many settings of evening prayer that has been written in this place. This one by Kent Gustafson, and it is much loved here. A couple notes about the service. When we come to the Psalms and the Magnificat, there are verses in there that will be sung by our leaders. For the service, we will stand at the beginning of the service through the evening thanksgiving, and then we'll be seated and stand again for the Magnificat, which is the gospel canticle for evening prayer. We'll be seated again. There are two different versions, sort of, tonight. We thought we had fixed this, but then it didn't get fixed. just note that when we come to the prayers of the people, it goes right on to the Magnificat. No, that's wrong. I'm sorry. Let me say this again. It's the other way around. After we sing the Magnificat, it goes right to the prayers of the people. That's it. Yes. So if you have something in between, ignore it. Is that clear? Okay. Magnificat, prayers of the people. And at the close of our service tonight, we will again be saying farewell to Mariel on our staff, who has been here a year in a very traditional kind of blessing that we do, which includes the final blessing in this service. So that's how we will conclude Vespers this evening. Please stand as you are able.
And one final note is that each song and each hymn we sing, the instruments will play one time through before the congregation and your cantors begin singing.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light of darkness is overcome. Stay with us now, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness and shine on us, your people.
One, two, three.
Joyous light of glorious God, God, giver of life, And my prayer rises for you as incense. The lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Oh God, I call to you. Come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer rise before you as incense. The lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch before my mouth. Let not my heart incline to an evil thing, never occupied in wickedness. Let my prayer rise before you as it stands. The lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My eyes are turned to you, O God. I take refuge. My eyes are turned to you, O God. Strip me not of my life. Let my prayer rise before you as incense. The lifting up of my hands as a living sacrifice. Oh God, I call to you. Come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let the proud not crush our hearts. all justice starts. Your love reaches to heaven. Your truth beyond our minds. Your justice like a mountain. A shadow that he
These are two readings for the first day of summer. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord will not let your foot be moved, nor will the one who watches over you fall asleep. Behold, the keeper of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve you from all evil and will keep your life. The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Summer Sun by Robert Louis Stevenson. Great is the sun, and wide he goes through empty heaven with repose. And in the blue and glowing days, more thick than rain, he showers his rays. Though closer still the blinds we pull to keep the shady parlor cool, yet he will find a chink or two to slip his golden fingers through. The dusty attic spider clad, he through the keyhole maketh glad, and through the broken edge of tiles into the laddered hayloft smiles. Meantime, his golden face around he bears to all the garden ground and sheds a warm and glittering look among the ivy's inmost nook. Above the hills, along the blue, round the bright air with footing true, to please the child, to paint the rose, the gardener of the world he goes. Here ends the reading.
Let us reflect your light, O God, as the moon reflects the light of the sun.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For you have looked with favor on your lowly servant.
And stayed on the praise of the polybus.
You, O God, have done great things, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who every generation. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For you have put your favor on the lonely servant. This generation will call me blessed.
You have shown the strength of your arm. You have scattered the proud in their conceit. You have cast the mighty down from their thrones and lifted up the lowly.
My soul proclaims the grace of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For you have looked with favor on your lowly servant. This day all the nations will call me blessed.
You have filled the hungry. You have sent away empty. You have come to the help of your servant Israel. You remembered your promise of mercy, the promise you made to Sarah and Abraham.
My soul proclaims the grace of the Lord. My spirit rejoices.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord for peace from above and for our salvation.
Let us pray to the Lord
for peace in the whole world and the unity of all nations.
Let us pray to the Lord
for all of God's children who gather together in prayer.
Let us pray to the Lord
for those who strengthen others that they might find strength.
Let us pray to the Lord
for those who work for peace and understanding.
Let us pray to the Lord
for abundance and good.
Tonight, as we are gathered together, we also wish to say farewell to a friend with whom we have shared life together in this place. Mariel has been a potter and then a lead cook in the village for the last year. I will say a blessing, and we will conclude with the sung version of the Holden Prayer. Mariel, please come forward. I also invite anyone who would like to gather around and lay hands on Mariel to come forward as well. As you leave the village, after serving faithfully and well, we wish to send you off with a blessing and a gift, as you have been both blessing and gift to this village. Mariel, child of God, sister in life and faith, thanks be to God for so richly blessing you and calling you to share with us life in this place. May God bless you and keep you as you continue on your journey, wherever it may lead. These candles are a small token of our deep appreciation for all that you have brought to the village. Receive them as a sign of the light that you carry within you and as a reminder of your time in Holden in such settings as prayer around the cross. May your light continue to shine wherever you may go. Mariel, You are in our thoughts and prayers, and you will remain in our hearts. We now send you out with the Holden Prayer.
Lord God, you have called us to that church where we cannot see the end. But time has never yet taken. Through perils unknown, give us good courage, not knowing where we go, that your hand is leading us wherever we may go. Where we cannot see the end, our path.